This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hamas is now confirming the death of its leader, Yahya Sinwar. The word coming from a top Hamas political leader who also says Hamas will not release Israeli hostages until there is a ceasefire and a withdrawal from Gaza. This morning, President Biden talked about Israel killing Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar.
He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands. I told the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday, let's also make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace, a better future in Gaza without Hamas.
President Biden speaking while visiting Berlin this morning. An American is missing in the Philippines, kidnapped. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
Police in the Philippines say they've confirmed that an American national was abducted by gunmen Thursday night from a town in the southern part of the country. Authorities are identifying the person abducted as 26-year-old Elliot Eastman, who's from Vermont. Police say a resident in Cebuco town reported that four men in black clothing and armed with M16 rifles introduced themselves as police officers and forcibly took Eastman, who tried to escape. The resident told police that one of the gunmen shot Eastman in the leg and dragged him into a speedboat and fled. Police say they've confirmed that Eastman is being held for ransom. I'm Donna Warder.
Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will be in Battleground, Michigan today. Donald Trump's event in Detroit will be his first one there since he insulted the city last week. While warning about what he said would happen if Kamala Harris is elected, he said, "Our whole country will end up being like Detroit." Detroit's had some very tough years recently. Gas is down to $3.19 a gallon on average, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to thousands of fire pits that are being recalled.
There's been a big recall of certain fire pits. Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Adler.
Netflix says its subscriber growth slowed dramatically during the summer. Even so, the company's revenue and profit rose faster than expected. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.